Hello?
Hello, this is Keith returning your call from customer support. You requested a call back.
I purchased, or I didn't purchase, but I took a survey online for that Vibe watch, and then it said it was going to charge me like $8 for shipping, and then it ended up charging me like $50-something after that, and then kind of disputed it, talked to somebody, my wife talked to somebody. Then they gave me a mail-in address to return the watch. I sent the watch with UPS, paid $12 for shipping. Watch, the address was no good, so they sent it back. And then they lost it for like 10 days. Then they just found it. So now I'm back with the watch that I never wanted. I mean, I only wanted the watch if it was going to be that promotion for just pay the shipping on it.
So I'm not
understanding. This thing is just like a...
You saying the watch returned back to you?
Yeah, because the address that was provided was the bogus address.
Can I get the address that was provided to you?
No. I'm looking for it. The address said 2066 North Capitol Avenue, Suite 3010, San Jose, California, 95132.
Yes, sir. So that is the correct return address. So you did. It was 2066 N Capitol Avenue, STE 3010. It was
Capitol North Capitol Avenue, right?
North Capitol N Capitol Avenue, STE 3010.
Yep, that's what it says on the package.
San Jose, California. 95132. Yes, sir. That is the return address. So I have no idea why it's not allowing you to let that product come back to our warehouse. Give me one moment. Let me speak with my supervisor to see what we can do.
I'm busy. Get too many things going on. I'm busy, dude. Seriously. No, I don't know. Leave me alone. I'm busy.
Okay, sir, I am Vancia. Speaking with my supervisor, I do want to thank you for holding for me.
Who am I speaking with?
Okay, sir. Now, I am still speaking with my supervisor. So, now, when you first called in and you spoke with an agent, she gave you the return address in the 7-day extension to return it to us, correct, on the 18th of December?
Yeah.
And so, do you have the watch in hand right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm not exactly saying... I don't know, as I stated, I don't know why the postal office stated that they couldn't return that watch to that warehouse. Now, I do know I can offer you a 50% refund to keep that watch.
I mean, I have a confirmation receipt saying your total is $7.95 for a grand total of $7.95. Why aren't you guys going with the promotion that I took the survey with? I don't understand.
No, sir. Because, see, that promotion was on a 14-day trial. So you have 14 days to try it out.
Say that in the receipt. Where does it say that? I can't go back.
It doesn't ship out our terms and conditions. Doesn't ship out with our product.
I sent like 10 emails to the... No, you told me to send an email. And I sent like 10. And no one got back to me.
Because our email is generated. So no one would have asked you to send an email.
I spend $15, $12 to send it UPS. It never gets there. It's the wrong address. It comes back, gets lost with UPS. Well, give me a break already. Help me out.
No, sir. And so, as I ask, do you have the watch in your hand?
Yeah, and I try to send it back. You already got my story. Yeah, I don't understand this 14-day trial that was never posted anywhere on the agreement.
That is our agreement.
Email
for 14 days. Our email is system generated, sir. I can't send you out an email.
You can't send me out an email. No,
no,
you're customer
sir.
Service, but you're like, you can't do anything.
I'm a third-party call center.
Supervisor, they can't do anything either. So what are you going to do?
No, sir, because we're a third-party call center. You placed the order for the watch.
But you're able to give me a discount. But you can't do anything,
yes, sir.
But you're a third party. Give me a break. Come on.
I don't know exactly what you're asking for. A break? The break you're asking for, sir? I'm explaining to you the information that I know.
Refund me the $60.
Okay, sir. Sir, you continue to use that language, I will have to end the call.
Well, come up with some answers.
Mm-hmm. I'm still speaking with my supervisor. I just have to let you know that if you continue to use that language, I will have to end the call.
Come up with some answers for me.
Okay, sir. I am still speaking with my supervisor. I don't know yet. Okay, sir, my supervisor is taking a look at this account now. Give her just one moment.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sir, I do still want to apologize for this wait. My supervisor is still checking out. Okay, sir. So my supervisor verified that our return address in this account in those calls, and she stated that the only way we would be able to refund you if you return that watch. And we have never had a problem with that return address with any other customer. So you should check with your postal office on the reason why they can't return that watch to that address. Because you do have 2066 N Capitol Avenue, STE 301.
I wrote North Capitol Avenue. I read you the address.
No, sir. It's, so,
the address.
Yeah, the N.
Yes.
The N means North, but in its address, it's just N. North is not written out.
North N and North is.
Yes, sir. The USPS, they should know that the N and North is the same thing, correct. But that is how it's written on this address, and we've never had a problem with anybody returning our products, and that is the only way that you will be able to get that refund.
What refund? Like, you want me to mail it out or give it to
the $59.97. Okay, sir.
Yeah.
So once if they returned your product and you paid a shipping charge to send it out, they should have refunded your shipping charge. So if you take your receipt back to them and tell them that the address is the same address and they shouldn't have a reason to not be able to ship that out, you should have to pay another $12 to send that watch back out, that same product back out. Because I cannot refund you this $59.97 until that watch is sent back.
So if I can figure out this address thing, once you get it back, you're going to refund me the full amount.
Yes, sir.
right. I'm you have my, you've created a complaint or a file number for me, I hope, right?
Yes, sir. We have your account, and it has been notated.
I'm working on that. Okay, I'm going to work on that.
Okay. So I want to thank you for calling customer support. Enjoy your day.
You have the notes in there that you're going to full refund me what you said?
Mm-hmm. It's notated on your account. Once we receive the watch and you have the tracking number, keep a hold to your tracking number. So once you show that your watch has delivered to our warehouse and you give us a call back in with that tracking number, we could get you refunded those charges.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Enjoy your day.